Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 312. Today's organs of discussion are aorta, carotid arteries and subclavian arteries together. First, we will try to understand their anatomy, development and function. There are so many reasons for considering them together, and you will understand one after the other as we proceed forward. Aorta is a tube that extends from the heart upwards, curves over the heart and continues downward through the chest. Therefore, it has three parts called ascending aorta, aortic arch and descending aorta. Its two subdivisions are thoracic aorta and abdominal aorta. We can say that aorta is the main artery of the body. It arises at the pericardium directly after the aortic valve. It takes blood from the left ventricle and distributes it to the rest of the body. Another pair of large arteries that run along both sides of the head and neck are called common carotid arteries. Each of them divides into the internal and external carotid arteries. The internal carotid arteries supply blood to the brain and the external carotid arteries supply blood to the face and neck. The branches of the internal carotid arteries form the cerebral arteries. The third pair of large arteries are the subclavian arteries. They are found below the collarbone and deliver blood to the corresponding arms. But one peculiarity is that the left subclavian artery arises from the aortic arch and the right subclavian artery arises from the right common carotid artery, to be specific, from the brachiocephalic trunk or brachiocephalic artery that delivers blood to the right arm, head and neck. The vertebral arteries arise from the respective subclavian artery. Unlike the other blood vessels of the body, the inner lining of these three arteries consists of squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Like the coronary arteries and coronary veins, the walls of these arteries also have smooth muscles and striated muscles. What is to be noted here is that the rest part of these three major arteries are not of ectoderm origin but of mesodermal origin. That means the descending aorta, the external carotid arteries, the outer sections of the subclavian arteries, vertebral arteries and cerebral arteries are all derived from the new mesoderm and therefore are controlled from the cerebral medulla, exactly like all other blood vessels in the body. So it's a real merging that happened between tissues of the mesodermal and ectodermal origins. Embryologically, we understand that the ascending aorta, internal carotid arteries and inner sections of the subclavian arteries are all descendants of the pharyngeal arches, which consist of pharyngeal arch arteries that give rise to several major arteries, including coronary arteries and coronary veins. Regarding the brain control center of these three major arteries, we get the knowledge from GNM that it is located in the right insula part of the temporal lobe. We saw already that the control center of the coronary arteries is in the right insula. Therefore, now we learn that the control center in the right insula is shared by ascending aorta, inner carotid arteries, inner sections of the subclavian arteries and the coronary arteries. Therefore, they all have the same biological conflict, but which out of these four will be affected is decided randomly. The carotid sinus, even though located at the bifurcation of the carotid arteries and whose controlling center is the same brain relay, it has got a different biological conflict. Since the descending aorta, external carotid artery and the outer sections of the subclavian arteries are of mesodermal origin, their biological conflict is a self-devaluation conflict. Now let us understand the biological conflict linked to these three major arteries. We already told that they have a common brain relay with the coronary arteries. We have already learned the biological conflict of the coronary arteries also. Therefore, let us put like this. The biological conflict linked to the ascending aorta, inner carotid arteries and inner sections of the subclavian arteries is the same as that of the coronary arteries, that is, a male territorial loss conflict or a female sexual conflict depending on a person's gender laterality and hormone status. We have already explained what exactly is a territorial loss conflict and sexual conflict. Therefore, we are not going to explain them again today. But it is always good and useful if we can remember the great discovery of Dr. Harmer that the primary themes associated with organs of ectodermal origin and therefore controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory cortex are territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts and separation conflicts. Friends, tomorrow we will discuss the rest of the SBS of these three arteries. With best wishes to all of you, I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.